What if they don't extend the lease? Then what is the rodeo to do? Those three members of the city council have given me no assurances that they even want to have the rodeo go forward.
Well, it's so not anyway, like...
But this meeting is tomorrow night, my friends, and you may not be a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. Most people are not.
Right.
But this rodeo brings in between, if you just want to get right down to brass tacks, brings between $9 and $11 million a year to this city for that rodeo. It has been our rodeo for 75 years. And Kim Niemer has his plan and to do this. Now, the question is, maybe you should ask the fishing people, like, you know, that bring in all these, you know, people from all over the United States. Do they need that widened that much? Do they need all of that? Because I'm hearing, of course, is that no, because they've got all these different spots that people can put in at. Why are they doing it now?
Maybe that's the key, is to just improve all the spots a little bit. They don't need to pave the parking lot. They don't need to do the lights. They don't need. Maybe they just need to improve. Maybe they can widen and pave a little bit in every spot, and it'll make it nicer for them.
Oh,
I mean, I understand. I think it's a good idea. I mean, let's improve where we can improve, but we can't improve. I mean, it's just Ted talking, right? I mean,
you
I don't
can't,
know that much about
you know what?
We if, can't improve if it, the cost of the rodeo. It's the Reading Rodeo people.
That,
I mean,
that's it.
They're messing with, you know, tradition and history of
75 years.
I mean,
and
there's never been a Reading without a Reading Rodeo. It's like to try and take away the Cottonwood Rodeo.
There has been a Reading without the Reading Rodeo, but not for the last 75 years.
Not that I can remember.
Well, neither can I.
All right.
Come to think of it.
So, man, that's nuts. I actually was surprised. I thought it was longer than 75 years. We didn't have a rodeo here before. What is 75 years? 75
it started,
years is 50?
They had something down in 50 Anderson.
Would be 70.
I don't, God knows when Red Bluff Roundup started.
Oh, man, I think that was clear back in the early 1900s.
I don't know.
Anyway,
my friends, this is happening, and it's going to be at the city council meeting tomorrow night. The city council meeting tomorrow night, they're going to vote on whether they want to do this.
No.
Even, like I said, if you're not a Reading Rodeo or Asphalt Cowboy, because what it does is that means the Asphalt Cowboys goes to. So the whole thing is based on the CEQA project. Oh, well, we don't have the funds. Well, you can't get the funds until you have this project. And that's what they're voting on, is go forward with this project.
So they can get the funds?
Yeah.
The funds are coming from state or federal?
Who knows? Doesn't make any difference.
I don't really care.
It makes no difference because this will extremely mitigate the Reading Rodeo if this happens.
Well, that is too bad. But, I mean, I'm sure that they're going to say, oh, you can work with it. You can work it out. You can make it, you know, there's still a place to park there for the horses to warm up and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, I'm sure they are, right? Is that what they're saying?
They can't. They can't even say that because they, and here's the other thing. Was the Reading Rodeo Association even put on notice that this was happening? No, this kind of came out sideways. And then, to find out about it. We can't get a lease, and if this goes on, and it takes three votes to stop this or to go forward with it. And when we asked for the extended lease last time, Julie Winter, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns were against it.
Man, I can't.
This pushes the
show. I don't know what to say.
Well, I know. What are you going to do? See, three people can do that. That's, you know, the old saying, it takes three.
Well, they're going to tell
you. There you go.
They're going to tell you you're going to get your lease, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Well, good.
They're going to say they're going to get your lease. They're just trying to see what.
Give us a 20-year lease.
Trying to work it. Well, because they can't do that because of my sitting away. Of the improvement project they want, right?
Well, that's just, we can talk about that, too. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
The improvement project?
Yeah, the riverfront improvement project.
You're talking about all that. Oh, I think they will continue to take steps towards it.
Okay, let's hope.
I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. I mean, that's a pretty lofty project, right? They're going to redo the entire that entire corridor.
You think?
Yeah, they're going to redo that entire corridor.
Well, it is, and you know, do we need to make changes down there? Absolutely.
We can do something with it for sure.
You
one step
think,
at a time.
But,
yeah.
But the question is what? I know one thing though. B&T Satellite is Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our whole area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business. This guy knows what he's doing. He's got so many great deals down there. I can't even start to list them here. But don't call the 800 number. No. Call our local guy here at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. For all your satellite needs, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here's a little jingle from the Tooley Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Ted Lundy and Carl Bott. Yes, it's not man up today, but it kind of is.
It kind of is. Yeah, yeah. I feel good. We're not drinking.
We're not drinking.
We're not having
bourbon. We're having coffee.
Today is a really like moderate day for me.
It's a moderate day for you.
Man, I've been really going, running hard.
Let's talk about that.
Our lunch we had the other day affected me. Yeah, you
the
told me.
You,
you were worried about me.
Oh, yeah?
I do get to running hard.
Well, I wasn't going to share that, but yeah, I am. I am worried about you because you're, I could be your daddy.
Oh, I know.
In fact, what?
You're 17 years older than me, so
yeah,
you could.
I could be.
Mm.
It would be.
Actually.
I could be.
People have thought that before when we go out. Remember?
Maybe they thought
we were brothers.
Well, I thought they thought you were my father. Anyway, no, I weren't. You know, you have got. First of all, you're teaching in every Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's,
Bass Pro, yeah.
Plus all your other things you had started with, and you're traveling down to. I mean, you're traveling. You're having to fly to these things, San Diego. You're supposed to be, you know, getting that going. You've got it down in the Bay Area, and plus on top of that. All the things you do up here.
Oh, yeah.
And
open a gun shop.
The gun shop. Real estate.
You know, real estate. Yeah. Yeah.
We actually just
closed a deal. Cameron was surprised. Oh, Middleton was surprised.
They should be because they see you once every, you know. But anyway.
I see him out. I never see him in the office. I need to go to my meeting. I need to get my meetings every other Tuesday or one Tuesday a month.
Whatever.
Taylor, I just want to thank you for sending my reminder that I'm supposed to go to the meeting and making me feel bad that I have something else in the calendar. I'm going to surprise everybody and show up.
Tomorrow.
They won't recognize me. No, it's not tomorrow because I would know because she always sends a reminder out.
Okay.
If it is, Taylor, call. Call me and remind me.
In between, when you do get a day off, you go hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey hunting this year has been weird.
Turkey hunting has been horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're sitting in one of these places where, you know, they come in and, you know, eat the feed with the horses and you shoot one. Now, the blind has been sitting there all year.
My blind's only been up for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And he said, when they come back, I'll call you.
Oh, it's been horrible.
I said, okay.
And
you don't mind it being there.
Think about
they're
me.
They're probably sleeping in my blind. The turkeys are probably sleeping in my blind.
Oh, yeah. They probably got a little nest in there.
Oh, God. Yeah, probably.
You know, the thing about it is I like to hunt it rugged. You know, I like to find the most remote area, the biggest area. I know I'm not going to see any other hunters. You know, like it, they don't like to go in there. And it's 45 minutes in my buggy just to get out there in the dark, you know, so you're getting up 45 minutes earlier than everybody else.
I know.
Yeah, I love that. That's my jam. But I've been doing it since the beginning of season, which was Saturday before last.
Yeah.
And I have heard, first off, I've seen two turkeys that I called in on accident when I was walking along, and they busted me in the road. So, you know, that was it. That was over. Other than that, I've just heard like five turkeys. Oh, six. There's six. Seven. Yeah. That's it.
You know what?
But everybody's like
okay.
That.
So, oh, no. I know that.
It's horrible.
Mean, I saw 30 walking. Okay. Where we keep the horse.
Yeah.
There were like... I think I sent you a video text. There were so many of them in the little pasture area there. It was, you could have walked across them and then, then they just disappeared. Now, Linda and I went up to Cedarville with friends of ours this weekend because this is our annual, Belgian squirrel eradication program hunt.
They're Belgian?
Belden squirrels. They were introduced some way 100 years ago. Now, the farmers up there have one of two ways to take care of them, but only in MODOC County can they poison them.
Oh, MODOC. Oh, so they've got some sort of
maybe
exemption?
Parts of Lassen, but they can poison. It's the only place because there are so many of them. And they destroy so much of the crop.
Right, sure.
I mean, this one guy said, I'd lose half my crop to them. So they could do it. But then there are fields out there because they are organic fields. They can't poison
them. Well, they can't poison them, yeah.
And here we go. And then we're out there. Well, this weekend, Sunday, or Saturday, was that kind of weird, and it's up where in Cedarville, which is just the most beautiful area.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just went out there just to look at the mountains and the snow in the mountains and the clouds, and we stay at the Surprise Valley Hot Springs there, where every room has kind of has a hot tub that's heated by water coming from the thermal underground springs, and I mean, just to go out there to look at it is beautiful. And then you drive a mile, you're into Nevada, you know, into Nevada, and you take that dirt road, and you'll see Mustangs, all types. I mean, it's wild territory out there.
I love it. I absolutely
anyway,
love it.
We four of us were hunting these squeaks.
Yeah.
And we, when I get out, this is one of my favorite times of the year. Because I don't have to do anything. I don't have to think about anything. I get out there and shoot. And you know what that's
oh,
like.
Oh, man, yeah.
And
I love that.
And you shoot all day long.
Stop for lunch, then keep shooting.
Yeah, you know what? Because our wives bring out hot dogs and tomato soup. So we all go to a place. We eat, drink water. Then a little while into it, it's... you know, we're wasting daylight. We're burning
oh, yeah.
daylight.
Sure.
Back out there, and we're shooting. And we killed over 400. But the weather was so bad because squirrels are much smarter than obviously than we are, because when it's sleeting and it's coming down like that and it's wind's blowing at about 30 miles an hour, they go underground while we just stand out there. Waiting.
And then, oh, so it just slows down? Huh?
Oh, it really slows down. And then there was probably for like 30 minutes, the sun came out. It was beautiful. And we, all you could hear was pop, 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 pop. As we're
here
shooting.
Come the squirrels.
Here
huh?
come the squirrels.
Oh, yeah, just like turkeys. It
yeah.
gets nice out. They want to walk
here
around.
They come. And they're like miniature prairie dogs. I mean, they're not the long-tailed squirrels.
Right, that you see around here.
Yeah, they're not like that. You can't eat them. A lot of them have bubonic plague. And when they dig their holes, badgers will go after them. And so the holes get really big. And even with the smaller holes they do, cattle will step into them.
Oh, sure.
It really has an impact on the farmers and ranchers up there. That's why they welcome us to come up and shoot. Yeah, so we did that. It was a great, great weekend. Got back yesterday.
I think it's great. I'm just so happy to hear that.
The weather was weird. When coming back, it was like we were getting hit with snow, heavy snow around.
Sure.
And then it stopped. And then sleet, and it stopped. And it was just but it was a good time. And the, you know, good friends, good time. You and I in the little tent. We're going to have to go out.
I think that'd be great.
Well, we'll have a good
time. I remember we went before. You and I and Ted Ogilvie went before, yeah. That was fun.
We did, and Mary Rickard keeps asking me to, hey, you got to come on up there. We got lots of squirrels, because I don't think they can poison squirrels in that area.
That was Siskiyou County we went to.
Yeah.
We should plan on that.
Yeah.
Let's look at our calendars. I'll give Mary a call.
I'll say, Mary, this is a non-political call. I'd like to go up there and shoot on your farm.
Sure. She's let us do that before.
Yeah.
Man. What do you think about us hand counting all those votes?
Oh, well, I tell you what, we've got Anne Marie on the line. She's going to give us our community calendar, and at quarter till,
we'll talk about it.
We're going to talk about hand counting votes. That's for sure. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It was founded in Red Bluff, but the board of directors are all from here. It is truly a community bank. You feel it's kind of like the Cheers of bank. You walk in, they know your name. We do business there. We're very happy with it. They have four branches, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, right down the street from us, and one over in Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, one down in Anderson, and one in Red Bluff. They're also a sponsor for many local organizations and events. They've been moving local dreams forward for the last 16 years. We'll be right back.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo is 7 and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guys. Gates open at 12. Rodeo at 2:30 and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. No, it's not Man Up. No.
Man Up is for Saturday. For Thursday.
For Thursday.
What day is that?
I don't know. It's
I'll look it up
Thursday.
And let you know.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Windshield repair, nobody's better, and I'm taking my truck in. Jeff, I know you're listening. Jeff, I'm taking my truck and I got a chip. Yes, I have a chip in my windshield.
I do too.
It looks dangerous. So I'm taking it down there because he can fix anything from chips up to, cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right. He's a true professional. He doesn't take any chances with your safety. For a free inspection analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business, my friends, and he does just great work. Okay, on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar. It's Monday.
Hello. Good Monday morning, Carl and Ted.
Hello. Good morning.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, we have 6 events to highlight taking part this week. First up, we have the Haven Humane Society and they are hosting an Egg My Yard fundraiser. Now, this is the first time they are doing this event, and you can choose how many candy-filled eggs you want, or they can fill them with dog treats.
Well, these are plastic eggs, by the way, my friends, because regular eggs are way too expensive to do that. So, yeah, okay, and they're going to egg your yard. Yeah.
Egg My Yard. That's fantastic.
They will be delivered the evening before Easter, and you can get 20 eggs for $25, 40 eggs for $45, or 60 eggs for $65. And all proceeds go for the care of animals. Orders must be placed by April 6th, and you can do that by calling the Haven Humane Society at 530-241-1653.
Okay.
And then on Friday, April 7th, kids 14 and under can enjoy Peter Rabbit's excellent glow-in-the-dark egg hunt at the California Soccer Park on Old Oregon Trail in Redding. The glow-in-the-dark egg hunt starts at 7 p.m., and tickets are $5. For more information, call Redding Recreation at 530-225-4095. And then we head into the weekend, and on Saturday, April 8th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can check out an open house baby shower for orphaned baby wildlife at the Wildlife Center in Anderson River Park. This event is being presented by Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. Admission is free, but they do ask if you would kindly bring a baby shower gift as a donation, possibly some Dawn soap, paper towels, toilet paper, office supplies, or a $20 donation. And for more information, visit ShastaWildlife.org to get the details.
Okay.
For those that enjoy a good local farmer's market, the Redding Farmer's Market grand opening will be on Saturday, April 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock at 777 Cypress Avenue behind Redding City Hall. There will be live music and dance performances, and admission is absolutely free. Those in attendance can shop a variety of locally grown items. This event is being brought to you by Shasta Growers Association. Also on Saturday, April 8th, kids 12 and under can take part in an Easter egg hunt at Volante Park, located on Bruce Drive in Anderson. This event is free and is being hosted by the City of Anderson Parks and Rec Department. Children can participate by age division, with age group 1 through 4 starting off at 10:30 a.m. And, of course, with this age group, you can have one parent accompany the child on the field. Ages 5 through 8 start at 10:45, and ages 9 through 12 will begin at 11 a.m. Please bring your own basket for the egg hunt. And for more information, call the City of Anderson at 530-378-6656. And our final event to highlight is also taking place on Saturday, April 8th. Families can enjoy an Easter garden party from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. There will be lots of fun activities to enjoy, including an egg hunt, a bounce house, and photo opportunities with the Easter Bunny. Admission is $10 per child up to age 15, and adults are free. For more information, give Turtle Bay a call at 530-243-8850. And I would love to wish everyone a very happy Easter.
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie. My goodness, all these things going on. And, Pat, where is the community calendar on our website, buddy?
Yeah, if you go to the KCNR website and scroll down to the bottom, look for a link that says events.
There you'll find a list of many of the things that are happening in the community, including those that Anne-Marie talked about.
We may just have to have Anne-Marie take over our community calendar.
Man, I'll tell you, she is thorough.
You are. What?
She is thorough. Cool. I couldn't wait for the next event. And I'm thinking, I got my calendar open in front of me.
Haven't even gotten to all the classic car shows that are going to be
that's starting.
And that's going to be fantastic also.
You got the Redding, Red Bluff Roundup is happening. You've got the Safari Club International Dinner is happening. You got a lot of things happening this month.
It's a busy month.
Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
Thank you. Happy Easter, everyone. Catch you next Monday.
Bye, Anne-Marie.
You bet. Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Hey, okay, hand counting. The ballots.
How about
I'm a little confused here.
I was shocked.
Because, and here's why I'm a little confused. I thought that this was going to be we don't want Dominion, or the Board of Supervisors doesn't want Dominion. So you pick another one, right? But then out of that, Kathy Darlin Allen was going to pick one or two races that were going to be hand counted. Of those, you know, not the whole thing, but just say Board of Supervisor. So those will be hand counted to, to kind of show how it can be done, how effective it can be done, and all of this. That's what I thought. Now I'm seeing things is that, no, they haven't, since they haven't done anything with the a new contract or re-signing Dominion, they could re-sign Dominion if they wanted. They're not moving forward with that.
With re-signing Dominion, they're not re-signing.
Oh, no, they're not. They're not going to re-sign Dominion. But one or the other two machines, the voting machines. So they've got to move forward and say, okay, pick this one, or you pick the one you think is the best. Write the contract and do it. So then you have the machine, because at each polling place, there's got to be at least one machine that disabled people can use. So, I'm not sure where they're heading. Is this going to be all hand count of 100,000 votes?
Well, I guess so.
Well, that Kathy Darlin Allen says that's going to take 1,300 people, a huge place, and $1 million. Other people say
1,300 people to count 100,000 votes. I'll bet you she can have her 1,300 volunteers in, say.
Well, it's not volunteers. You have to pay them.
Oh.
And they all have to go through some kind of background check.
You got to pay them?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
These are election workers.
Oh, I'll bet they're represented, huh?
It's like, it may not. Oh, no. It's going to be a stipend, but you're still going to have to pay them something.
Oh, well.
But here's the thing. We used to have a system. They used to count the votes by a scanner. You would just push the ballots in, and it would count them like that. And then they take percentages of it. They test to make sure that what the scanner was doing. And it's just a machine. It's just a machine sitting there.
Well, isn't that what Dominion is?
No.
What is Dominion?
Well, it does that, but it also correlates and does these other things, I think. Okay, Kathy Garland Allen, we got to have you come in this week.
Yes,
I
want to hear that.
I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's interested.
And then this other guy, Clint or Cliff Curtis, I think his name is. He's the one that came up. He flew on his own dime, came up here and said, "This is how you can do these things, and this is why any of the voting machines can be hacked because the software is out, even if it's not hooked to the internet, how it can be hacked." So.
Well, it's mostly symbolic,
but
right?
Here's
because we all vote the same way. We all, come on.
Well, have we felt that the voting in Shasta County has been wrong? I mean, I look at the people who were elected.
I don't feel like they've been wrong.
I
just think here's what I feel about it, and I'm going to give a kudos to the Board of Supervisors, right? Because at the end of the day, they are bowing up on the system.
Yep.
That's why. That's why we elected them, right? That's why I voted for who I voted for, right?
And I didn't get to vote again.
So I voted.
Yeah. They moved my district. I haven't got to vote for anybody.
So I dig that about them. Same way. I loved Red, White, and Blueprint. I understand Red, White, and Blueprint had all of its little problems and faults in this net, but I love them because they actually said we can make a difference. And I think the I mean, there's some red, white, and blueprint people on that board, obviously, Patrick. I think that this is a function of red, white, and blueprint down the road. That's why I liked them, right? I think, hey, they're letting you know that you can make change. So, hey, 1,300 people in a big place to count 100,000 votes, I don't have a problem with that. I could sit here right now, and you and I, and make an eight-hour show about the money that's wasted in this city and town from government. That, as far as I'm concerned, just one more waste of money, maybe. Or we can have a big billboard. Welcome to Shasta County, where we hand count our votes. I'm like that. Hey, I'll be famous. I'll start my class down in Santa Barbara. I'm from Shasta County, where we hand count our votes.
And we have
I'll be proud to say it.
And we have open carry.
I'd like to say, I'm meeting with the sheriff on Thursday.
I want to talk to you.
He's not going to let us. I think it goes up to him.
Let's talk about that when we get back. Right. We got to take a break. Hey, PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program might be able to help you if you qualify for it. So you give them a call. Write this down for yourself, Ted. 530-842-1687. They'll put hand grips up, hand holds up, you know, like in showers, maybe railings for you. And, you know, as you get older, sometimes your sense of balance, you know, is affected.
Oh,
If you fall, you may end up, and you break a hip, may end up someplace. So take advantage of this thing if you can. Give them a call, 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. No, it's not.
It's
not Man Up. No,
hey,
this is
we
just
should do this more. It's been a while since I've been here doing this.
You're always welcome.
Oh, I know.
Here.
Thank you.
Know that. You know that.
I thought Billy Malls, the modern day mountain man, was going to be here
we
this
thought
morning
too, but I didn't know. I never heard back.
Yeah.
And I couldn't make it because we were up in Cedarville and you were in Davis.
Yeah.
So. Because we went there last year, right? It was last year? Or 2 years ago?
To Davis?
No, for the Mountain Man.
No, it was last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
It was great. The guy's
fantastic.
A hell of a speaker. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is a place that Ted and I go if we're looking for jewelry for our loved ones.
Yes.
For Lisa and Linda. They have a super selection. They have anything you can imagine, from old pawn to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally run, and just good people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Now, we were talking about everybody just wants to make sure their vote counts.
Of course.
So what is the best method of doing that? And the Board of Supervisors, just like you said, they have kicked the hornet's nest by saying, you know what, maybe this isn't the best way. So now it's up to them to come up with a better way or one that works.
Well, and I know they're thinking about it. They're smart people. They're smart people. They'll sit there and they'll figure it out. But I just like the idea. They need a billboard.
Okay.
We make sure our votes count.
Now, the other thing that got everybody fired up, and you, of course, have the largest privately owned firearms instruction company and a gun shop.
It's like riding a Tyrannosaurus Rex
every
day for me.
You can't get off it.
No.
No, those little arms grab you and throw you right back on.
Yeah.
Is the Second Amendment, letter. Or whatever, not letter.
Proclamation.
Proclamation to sign, and it was 2-2, and it didn't pass. You've got Mary Rickard and Tim Garman voting against it. You have Patrick Jones and Chris Kelsen voting for it, and then Kevin Cry went, I need to check this out with my lawyer.
I don't have a problem with that.
With what?
With Kevin Cry doing that.
No, neither do I.
We don't have to do everything today. Right, just because it's presented in front of us, we don't have to do a thing. Now, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I mean, I'll tell you right now. I mean, if the sheriff contacted me tomorrow and said, "Hey, I want you to spend 1 week every day researching this open carry thing and give me a report when I on Friday," I would do it because I'm here to tell you. I think that's cool.
Because we've both been in states. We've both been in places that
states.
we carry openly.
26 states right now are constitutional carry.
And now, and then that's a little bit different than just open carry.
Though. Right. I mean, that's right. Even more.
It's even more
liberal with
your
gun. What is
a constitutional carry state?
Constitutional carry state means you don't need a permit and you can carry it however you like. It's just like carrying a stapler or a hammer.
It is a right you've given under the Second Amendment and the Constitution.
You're responsible
so
for
you
it.
You go in and you buy a gun and you strap it on.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic. I'm a constitutionalist. Freedom is freedom. Now, you will sit in front of me, or somebody will sit in front of me and start bloviating about all these problems it's going to cause. No, the problems that you have with that are with people. Fix your people. Don't vilify the tool. It's just an inanimate object. It's the people.
It's
you
the
don't
people.
Have the spine
you think
to fix the people. Okay, that's your problem.
And that's been the problem.
It's the problem.
I was up in Cedarville.
Oh, they have the spine in some states. Yeah, just not this one.
Being up in Cedarville, we had people of all persuasions up there. And I was really surprised to hear that, you know, we all agreed on one thing. The problems we're seeing now, the amount of paranoid schizophrenia in young women, the amount of problems that we're facing is because, and Linda said it last week, it was just almost perfect, that all those values that we held for so long are under attack. Under attack. The fact that, you know, being forced to have drag shows in schools, of elementary schools, and the parents don't know about it. Or the breakdown of the nuclear families. All of these problems are happening. You know, you can say, oh, we've got too many guns. No, we don't have too many guns. We have too many mental problems.
We have too many poor leadership. We have too much poor leadership. We have process problems. We have strategy problems. We have issues that we bred ourselves. We made them up ourselves. And the other problem is, Carl, a lot of these folks who make these decisions, they don't care one thing about the issue. They do not care. It's a policy problem. They don't care one thing about the issue.
It's a control thing.
And it's a power thing, right? They need to get in front of a camera, and this is how they're going to do it.
Would you agree, though, that before you buy a gun and strap it on, you should have some kind of safety class?
I agree with that.
You know, have that thing that says you've been through a three-hour class that talks about safety, storage, and this is we emphasize, storage of firearms. See,
storage is huge.
That's what I would like to see. I have no problem people carrying openly. I have no problem being able to buy a gun and wear it. If you've had a three-hour class that says this is the firearm, this is how you load it, but this is mainly a safety issues, you know, the three, you know, keep your finger off the trigger, keep it pointed in a safe direction, don't load it until you get ready to use it, know your surroundings, but also storage of the firearm. Nobody wants a child or a felon to get a hold of it.
No, of course. We have a whole page in our manual, in our CCW manual, just for storage. I mean, storage is that's how they're going to take your rights away, is you're not storing your firearms correctly and somebody accesses them and either commits a crime or hurts themselves with it. That's really one of the biggest things.
We have both said, if that child that took that 6-year-old took that gun to school and shot his teacher, parents belong in jail.
And they are in jail.
Well, they should
be. Up in Detroit. Yeah,
they should be in jail. And I look at a class when I teach it, and I said, if your child gets to a gun and hurts somebody, you need to go to jail.
Yep.
And everybody, ooh.
Yeah. That's true. Well, you know what I tell them? I cannot forgive you. There are a lot of things I can do, but I will struggle with that. I will struggle with it.
Because you know how to do it.
Well, because I'm standing in front of you teaching you right now.
There's 12 different ways of storing your firearm so a child can't get it.
Yeah, and now, I'm telling you this is how to do it.
Yeah. And if your child gets it, it's because
that's your fault.
Your fault.
I'm standing here telling you right now. Now, I think it should be 4 hours. The class, 4 hours. It needs to include live fire shooting. And I think that's important.
Before you buy the gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Well. Yeah. Before.
Before.
I got no problem with that. Now, here's the thing. If somebody said that's unconstitutional, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said yes, it is unconstitutional. You cannot make them do that. I would shrug my shoulders and say, okay. Not my call.
Okay.
Not my call.
But we both agree that.
But we both agree that I think it's a good
idea. There should be
some
kind of safety class for these people.
But there is nothing in the Second Amendment about it, so.
Yeah.
It is unconstitutional. But I still think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
I mean, they didn't have, you know, driver's licenses back in 1791, you know, in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that's true.
It was ratified. So.
Got to run. When we come back, Enjoy Magazine is going to be with us, and I can't wait for that. See what's going on this month with them. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Security is tight in Manhattan for former President Trump's historic court appearance tomorrow. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
Police here have placed metal barriers around Trump Tower and blocked roads near Manhattan Criminal Courthouse. Even as officials brace for possible protests, the NYPD said there were no credible threats to the city. It also said that officers have been placed on alert and the department remains ready to respond as needed. The former president is due to be arraigned at the courthouse Tuesday afternoon. Greg Clugston, New York.
Of his indictment, Mr. Trump says we are now officially a third world country, adding that no president in the history of our country has been subjected to such vicious and disgusting attacks. On the heels of Friday's deadly and destructive storms, the Midwest and the South could see more severe weather this week, forecasters especially concerned about what tomorrow could bring. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has declared a state of emergency.
We have activated the National Guard in the hardest hit areas of the state. We've got 40-plus members on the ground here that will be aiding in that, as well as volunteers coming in from all over, and that will be one of the top priorities ahead of Tuesday, is making sure we address that as best we can.
The audio from KAIT-TV, Friday's storms killed at least 32 people across 11 states. Five of the fatalities were in Arkansas, where the small town of Wynn was devastated by the storm. Tomorrow is the day that NATO will welcome Finland as a member. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland will officially join the Western Military Alliance as its 31st member in a ceremony to be held tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 198 points, while the NASDAQ is down 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Execution's 11 p.m., but he's trying to convince us he's gone insane.
Therefore, incapable of being executed.
On April 14th.
Edward?
I'm not Edward. I'm a demon.
In the vein of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
I think it's time to tell you what it is that we'd like you to do.
Comes Nefarious. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters April 14th.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One of the most prominent indigenous leaders of the past century in Australia has died.
His name meant sacred rock that stands against time, and he spent a lifetime fighting for indigenous land rights and recognition here in Australia. He challenged powerful mining companies. He negotiated with them for the benefit of indigenous people. Safe to say, the passing of Yunupingu at the age of 74 will bring about a huge amount of sadness around the country, and people are saying, many of them, that he will have a lasting legacy, and that legacy being one of hope.
The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Poland's presidential office announcing that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will pay a visit to Warsaw this week. The visit scheduled for Wednesday, it will begin with talks between Zelensky and his Polish counterpart. News and analysis, townhall.com. British travelers having to queue up as they try to cross the English Channel.
England's port of Dover blamed delays on bad weather, heavy traffic, and processing delays by French authorities. Most schools in Britain are beginning a two-week spring vacation, and travelers are facing long lines of buses, cars, and trucks. The port also warned ferry passengers of severe delays, said it was deeply frustrated by the situation, which has become a regular feature of cross-channel travel since Britain's exit from the European Union. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
McDonald's has closed its U.S. offices for a few days, a company preparing to inform corporate employees of layoffs. The Wall Street Journal cites an internal email from the Chicago-based fast food giant saying that U.S. staff and some corporate employees overseas should work from home, while the company notifies people of their job status. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott. And today, Ted Leidy my wingman.
Oh, that's
my brother.
Ted.
I'm so happy to be here.
God, I thought that, Linda, boy, you really bruffed up a bit.
That's right. He's also, as some people know, I've grown a mustache for the rodeo, and Ted's in his process of growing something on your face.
I'm working on it. I never can. I never have been able to. You know what? It's not something I'm ashamed of. In fact, I try it every single year.
Yeah.
I'm like, something's going to change in my body. I'm going to be able to grow this mustache.
At some point in your life, it'll happen.
My wife is like, it won't, Ted.
I said, you just might haven't gone through full puberty yet.
Yeah. I'm 57. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, when they drop 8:06 in the morning.
I was going to say the same thing. I was trying to figure out how to say it without
just
like
that. Just
I just stayed 8, away
8:06
from it, really.
In the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've got to keep it moving. Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Pat Karch is at the helm. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, everyone.
You got the weather.
I do indeed. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 56. Some winds around 5 to 6 miles an hour. Tonight, areas of frost after 3 a.m. Carl inquired earlier, the low is going to be around 33. On Tuesday, it's going to be widespread frost. Looks like frost and they're going in sunny after that. And we don't get any rain, chance of showers, until Thursday. 20% chance. That's not very good. But we might get a little Friday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with lows around 50 degrees.
Okay.
Somebody told me it was supposed to get in the 80s already again.
I heard that next next weekend, it said high 60s and low 70s.
I heard 80s, too.
Yeah. Did you? Whoa. Yes, let's just go from 30 to 80 in one day. I like the idea of fainting.
That's
on
ready.
Main Street.
That's ready.
Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally run company, a family company there. They've been in the business for a couple of decades. Care about their customers. They count their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans and much more. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And today, the first Monday of the month, so we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire.
Yeah.
And Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And let me tell you, I am keeping already, just looking through this April issue, Hot Rods
And
cowboy
nods.
It is spectacular.
Thank
spectacular.
You.
No, I'm.
It's a pretty good issue.
Oh,
I think.
My gosh.
Yep.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Well, this is, we keep the countdown coming, right? So this is April 2023 edition.
Mm-hmm.
This is issue 199.
Wow.
Next
month will be our 200th edition.
Oh, isn't that something?
I know.
Did you think, okay, let me ask you this. I mean, you two are the founders. Did you think, okay, when you decided to do this issue.
I was pissed at Rhonda.
When you came up with this idea. I mean, did you sit down and say, you know, we could put together? How did
I
it
can
happen?
Tell you that?
How did it happen?
We knew that we could make it look good because that's what Michelle and Yvonne did for years at KMS. We were really concerned about not having enough content. So,
and it all
because we, you know, I'm not a native Reading Knight, so I didn't know a lot about Reading. So I was like, are we gonna? What is there to write about? But, you know, we haven't even scratched the surface, and I just love that.
And this was an idea that I got from my mom, actually, who lives in Visalia, California, who was super excited and said she called me up and said she'd send me something. And I was like, oh, cool, hopefully it's a check in the mail or something, you know, some money or whatever. And it was it ended up being a little publication from their area, and it was a picture with her, I think, and Lindsay Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Sure. He was in town. And so she was super excited and proud of it, right? And I saw that and I was like, oh, that's cool. But then I thought, wow, this is really cool that they have a city magazine, right, about themselves.
Yeah.
And so we talked about it in our group. And then our concern again also was that Reading wasn't mature enough or didn't really have the staying power for advertising to do a publication,
yeah,
right?
It's all on advertising.
Yeah. And so, you know, the talk went, we did logos and designs and talked about it. And then it ended up being, okay, well, we really think we need to do a lifestyle publication for the region so we can encompass a larger area, have more to write about and more advertisers to, you know, sell to. And so Yeah, I don't even really remember. I think we decided on Enjoy at some point, and then Michelle, our other business partner, you know, I think they never planned on really having children, and then all of the last minute decided to have a child, and she got pregnant and left on maternity leave, and so she left, and so Miss Thing over here decided, well, the boss was a boss was away that the kids will play, and Rhonda decided to build a magazine. And so she did it.
I just said, if we don't do it now, somebody else is going to do it.
Yeah. And so she built a magazine, right? And then
it was what year was this?
2006. October 20, 2006, yeah.
Wow.
And so then at one point she said, well, look, we've got this beautiful magazine. James, do you think you can find somebody to advertise in it? We go to press in a week or so or whatever it was. And we don't have any advertisers to pay for it. So you want to do that? And I was like, what? That's when I was hating her. So we really literally as a team had to find advertisers that trusted in us, knew our reputation, knew.
It was a lot of people that we knew. Yeah.
Okay. That decided to just jump on board sight unseen.
Sure. And I have to say that the real estate group has been in our magazine since day one.
There
they
you
have
go.
An ad in our magazine every month.
We have had some advertisers since day one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, and you just love them.
Yep.
You know, and you can't say enough.
Because
about
part of it,
it
is, yeah. you know, it's for their business, right? And it costs them money. So it's a hardship on them to keep stroking that every single month, mm-hmm. right? But they, as a company, see beyond, you know, just what's in front of their face. I mean, you want return on investment. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But they also realize that they're investing in our business, which makes them, in my opinion, superstars. Because, you know, what we're doing and what we've been doing for the last, how many years? 17 years?
Mm-hmm. 17 years.
Been the biggest hero and cheerleader for North State. Right? Like literally shining positive light in all the dark corners, because there's plenty of darkness in the world,
there
right?
Is.
And
there
we
is.
Refuse to just allow that to be the only thing that's talked about. And so, you know, for 17 years, we've been highlighting the best that this area has to offer.
I can tell you we truly, truly value.
And our people partner, like the real estate group believe in that.
Yeah,
sure,
our
of course.
Partnership mm-hmm. that we have, because it's the same thing with ours. We're a community radio. We're local, just Linda and I. Mm-hmm. And there's so few of us left in the world, and they're all corporate. Mm. And people that support us support local things, and which is. But our partnership that we've had, our relationship that we've had over the years. And it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been from the beginning to also, come to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it because I think we value the same, we have the same values in one in our community to mm-hmm. prosper, and we have such a giving community and help with that. And then, but
we have an incredibly giving community.
Oh, we do.
I mean, it would not survive without the people.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
And it's been over and over and over.
Whether they agree on everything or not, they give.
Mm-hmm.
And your magazine, though, extols the virtues of the North State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these are our words,
but we say actions speak louder than words. So, you know, we as a team very much underperform in tooting our own horn. We're not about that, right? And so it's really hard for us to do it. But there are times now where we are getting older where it's like, you know what?
We need to toot our horn.
For gosh sakes, people need to realize these are our words. We take also action in the community through our nonprofit like Enjoy Movies in the Park. Rhonda is literally on every board that there's possibly humanly possible, right? She also is the president of Riverfront Playhouse. She just got done producing On Golden Pond. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Outstanding, by the way.
Right?
Did you see it?
We did not see it, but I've heard from it. I'm sorry, I haven't.
It's okay, I get it.
He's waiting for video.
The tickets we've given away, the people we talked to, everybody had a great
time. It was really good.
It was really, really good.
Very successful.
And then, from the magazine's perspective, we've spent, I don't even know, but, you know, probably in our time well over $1 million that we've donated in advertising for businesses that have been struggling.
Sure.
I know that, you know, we give a couple of years ago, we finally realized we were doing about almost $50,000 in gift baskets that we gave away for schools and fundraisers of every kind, right? So it's more than just what we say and what we write about. We also take action in our communities and try to, you know, help guide and support, and
we
you guys, same thing. Well, you're at every event,
trying to keep track of all the hours and all the hours we give to good causes, mm-hmm. and then I mean, just on airtime, and then going to those. I mean, it adds.
And we're
up,
human, we make mistakes, but I still find it just absolutely. I get gobsmacked when you get somebody that will sit there and point a finger and shake it at you, right? It's like. Yeah. Right? Like, and what have you done for your community lately?
I like that question.
The thing. That's the one question you ask them is, so what have you done? Besides say nasty things about people you don't even know.
Right. I know.
I absolutely think that when you have a debate or a town hall or whatever, that should be top on the subject, on the list of things, on the agenda. What have you done that you get nothing from? For your community, because you know, a lot of people say, "Well, I sat on this board and I did," and you know, but at the end of the day, but in some instances that furthers their career, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, I was in the APWA when I first got out of the Army. I was worked for an engineering firm, so I was in the APWA, and that was volunteer, right? We volunteered to a lot of things, but it also kept me in the industry, kept me up front with the rest of the you know folks who were in that industry and this and that. What have you done that you get absolutely nothing out of?
There
that's an
go.
Important subject. That's a very
that's
important
the
subject.
Question. That okay, we got to take a break. And a big thanks to our sponsors. And here's one. Visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. Backhoes. And look.
Love me a tractor.
They will show you how to run
it. We all love tractors.
The new ones are so easy to use. I mean, I was driving around
in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, a backhoe.
I don't have any place to put one, first off.
Anyway, they have it there. They are great people down there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at coolaprilnights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Let's put this new... It's gonna...
Ooh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And today, my co-host is Ted Leidy. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, getting 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in areas such as heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, and many more. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are bringing in, they've become a teaching hospital, and we're getting 8 new doctors in.
Wow.
And it's a 3-year process, so you're going to get 8 the first year, 8 the second year, and 8 the third year, so you've got a total of 24 doctors in area here.
I heard there was a mentoring program too.
It's a mentoring program. They go out, cool. They work with local doctors, mm-hmm. and hopefully that they'll see how great this place is, and we'll be getting more and more mm-hmm. of them to come back here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, I'm here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine. And okay, it's your 199th issue. We've already kind of talked about that. Mm-hmm. And next month it'll be like a big yeehaw.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the 100th issue is going to be a pop-up.
Hot rods and cowboy nods.
Yep.
And so where do you want to start?
Plum full of fun stuff about
this is
rodeos.
Oh yeah.
Cool April nights. Lots of great people that participate in all those events. On page 16 and 17, 75 years in the making, the Reading Rodeo is going to be celebrating its 75th anniversary this year.
Yes.
Which is a huge milestone.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a really great article. I was going to read it, but that's not my strength.
Just read it out loud.
Reading, spelling, math, those things are not my strength. Anyway, this is an article that's kind of in celebration, looking at the past about what, mm-hmm. has historically made Reading Rodeo super strong and memorable. But this one goes back all the way to the 80s with Red Rock, the bull that was,
unridden.
Unbreakable for 309 attempts. And bull 309 rodeos, I was going to say rodeo clowns. riders, zero, right?
309 to zero. Owned by the way, a local guy, John Growney,
mm-hmm.
from Growney Brothers.
Yep.
And this bull was like the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboy
yep.
Association bull of the
World
year.
Champion, yeah, on and on and on from the 80s and through. And this was about the day that this gentleman rode at the Reading Rodeo and was the first time to actually hold on.
Lane Frost was the very first person. They brought Red Rock out of retirement, but retired for a year. And Lane Frost came out, who was the PRCA Bull Rider of the Year, kid out of Oklahoma.
Yep.
And the very first time Red Rock was ridden was right here at the Reading Rodeo. Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to do a challenge, and the first two challenges was in Red Bluff and in Clovis Rodeo, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was in Reading that he actually made the full 8 seconds. And so that was one loss to the bull. But what's so amazing to me is you see these bulls and they look like they're, I mean, killers, which they can be, right?
But, yeah, sure.
But here you are, have a picture, if you just change to page 18, look at his owner giving him a big old bear hug out in the middle of the field. He's as gentle as a kitten.
Kids would ride this. You know, they'd be led around, and Red Rock was an extremely gentle animal until he got into the chute, and he knew exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it probably doesn't help that you've got your things all tied up in a string.
Well, that's pulled tight.
Buck two.
It does not go across. Yeah. It does not go across the equipment. Okay, it goes in the flank back there.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't do that. No, it's if you take a look,
you just grab and pull tight. That's why you jump.
I'm so glad that you told me that, because I don't know. I'm no cowboy. I love to watch it because I'm here to tell you.
People that think the flank strap goes across the genital area, it's wrong. It goes in front, and you've got to look at these.
For
just to hold on, probably.
No, what it does is it encourages them to buck. You know, it does. You know, so but bulls today and horses, they're raised to buck. I mean, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's and John Growney said he'll look at the first time a bull gets into a chute, and he says he'll look at that bull, looks around, and he knows what he's there for.
Mm-hmm.
And the generations after generations of these bulls are they're just tough out there, and that's why you'll see rodeos where you have 10 riders, and only two will make the the ride, or I've seen them where nobody makes.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are tough bulls.
And you can look at them, sometimes they look like they like it. They're liking it.
Oh, yeah,
they get to go wild.
Yeah, the bulls are scored also.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And
half the stock owner gets the score. Yeah, half the score is the cowboy. Anyway, but it's a great article. Lane Frost, unfortunately, was killed a couple years later. A bull stepped on him.
Yeah.
And from Lane Frost being stepped on, his friend designed and built that first kind of flak jacket that bull riders, because if he had had that, perhaps it wouldn't have killed him. It broke his rib and drove it right through his heart.
Was it Tough Hedeman that built that?
Oof. No, it was someone else.
I didn't even know that. That's brutal.
But that's
part of being a cowboy.
And that was the movie 8 Seconds.
Yeah.
And
well, we had a guy in the 90s, we had a guy in Red Bluff get killed the same way.
Yeah. Hello.
You're
ragdolling on the back of a 2,000-pound bull.
I mean, it's a seriously dangerous sport.
It really is. People lose their fingers, getting caught in the ropes. And
it's just a matter of time. I mean, everything.
Yeah. And I've seen a few clowns fly through the air.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, you can – when I was in the Army, we used to sponsor – it's a roundup like in Red Bluff, but it's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just go to the back where, you know, with the Army sponsor, and we had all sorts of Army cowboys. And I think the all around cowboy was an Army cowboy. And if you went to the back and just looked at the medical facilities, like waiting for those people to
triage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've got an entire medical
facility.
That's
where I'd rather be on.
Just waiting, with doctors and everything, ready to
go. They brought in the MASH unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, two things affected me. The medical facility and all of the cowboys sleeping everywhere because they have no place to sleep. They're broke. They're really broke people.
Some of them are.
Well, some of them are rich, but the great majority of them are really broke.
Yeah.
And they're sleeping on the ground in the back of the arena.
Stetson Wright made $3 million last year in rodeo. Think about that. But he was.
His name is Stetson?
Stetson Wright. He's part of the Wright family. The Wright family has been coming to the Reading Rodeo for decades. Starting with his dad.
That's almost a stage name.
Well, there's Stetson Wright. There's Ryder Wright. There's all types of.
Ryder Wright.
Yeah, R-Y.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, but they will probably be here at the Reading Rodeo too. Okay, we got to take a break.
So committed,
was just a really, really good article on this.
Great photos.
Oh, yeah. And so
remember, if you don't have a copy of the magazine and you can't get out to get one, but you obviously are a fan of Enjoy feel free to go to the website, and you can look at the magazine in its entirety in a magazine format, flip the pages digitally, and read the articles as
John
well.
Lewis captured it.
John did a great job.
Great article. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Ted and I have a favorite place.
Yep.
Cypress Square Barbershop.
Man's last stronghold. I'm going there tomorrow. I can hardly wait.
I went there last week.
I can hardly wait. I look so forward to my haircut.
Veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can set the time you want to go in, so you don't have to wait in line. You just do it. Walk in,
get
your haircut.
You are lucky because you both have hair.
Well,
right. I would love to do that, but
well,
I mean, maybe they'll do a mustache trim.
They do a mustache trim. You know, they can do whatever.
They can do.
It's almost worth it just to go and look at the attitude.
Yeah,
they got great attitude.
It is Man's Last Stronghold. They're right off of Athens Avenue in Cypress Square, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Night of hard-hitting action as Primal Fighting Championship returns to the Wind River Event Center. Saturday, April 8th, for Fight Night. This knockout event will bring you the best of live title and pro MMA fights. General admission tickets start at just $45. This event sells out fast, so beat into the punch and get your tickets today. For all the details and to purchase tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN or visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. We're the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House. Bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. Teddy just stopped in. Ted stopped in this morning, and so I just grabbed him as a co-host.
Where's Linda?
Linda's on assignment this morning. She is.
I always love that. Wink, wink.
No. She is.
That means she's just rolled over in bed.
No. You know what? She gets up. She's up at like 5:30 in the morning before me. And so she likes to read and kind of start the day off with a little cup of coffee and all that.
That's my wife. She's at 4:30.
Like, I know.
Do not bother me.
Stop it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, right off of Dana Drive. And I'm sorry, Hilltop Drive. And we do business with Judy Maxwell. And we're very, very happy with the way she treats us. And she treats us just like she treats everybody else, with a great deal of respect. And she will do the best job for you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, whether it's insurance or financial management. That's Judy Maxwell. You can reach her at 530-221-0441. Or like I said, stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada for Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. We're talking about this month's issue, which is 199.
Yeah.
And this is a keeper. Not that they all aren't keepers, but this one really, because it strikes into things I really like here.
We have quite a few people that come into the store that say they have every single issue.
I believe it. You have them online?
Yeah. Well, majority of them. There's a few probably from the early days that haven't made it yet.
I think we have our very first show is in the archive someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to it.
And we have them in the back. We have them storage wall-to-wall archived copies.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go to next?
Well, there's a really cool, fun article in here that kind of celebrates Cool April Nights in its own right. On page 22, it's called Painting Perfection. And I love, for some reason, I love this picture. I love how it's the real car, but it's been given kind of like a, you know, an airbrush or a dream state effect. To me, this is like the ultimate pinup girl for a car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so this is really great article on Jim Tyner. He's a car painter here in town.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes through about how he got the bug back in probably 55 when he got his first car. And then ever since then, it's just been nothing but cars. He has estimated that he has worked on probably 2,500 cars and more than 500 RVs in the last 46 years. And, you know, at Cool April Nights, he gets there. He's probably kind of like a local celebrity. And, you know, the whole time he's there, it's just people coming up to him. And, you know, there'll be like 50 cars at the event that he's painted. So, you know, he's a celeb. But this is super just cool. Talks about, you know, his passion for cars and all the things that he's done as far as getting them all beautified, right? Taking some old junker and turning it into glorious. So yeah.
When you think about the 1,800 cars, hot rods, trucks for Cool April Nights, and the crews that night, and how beautiful these vehicles are. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I talked to one of them one time, and I said, "So, how much do you have in this car?" And he looked at me.
if you have to ask.
Well, no, I mean, because I was wanting to know. I mean, because it's obviously perfect.
Yep.
He says, well, you know, he says, there's, you know, so much for the, you know, finding the right parts and that costs money. He says, but I can't even begin to tell you how many hours are in it.
Yeah.
And how much, you know, if I paid myself
yeah.
to do this, How much is in there? So, oh no, it'd be in the, you know, the tens and tens of thousands.
In 2007, our cover was of a 57 Chevy. That was my brother-in-law's, and he's been working on that car. I mean, he's always working on that car.
Yeah.
Always. Doing little interior things. And he has two that he's working on right now. But that 57 Chevy is just, it's constant.
And these drive my sister crazy. One of the most iconic vehicles of all times, the 57 Chevy.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's that teal color. It's really pretty.
You know, and it's one of those things that even if you don't know what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know that much about it. As soon as you see it, you want to go look at it.
Yeah.
And talk about it.
Right.
And I think they're healthy.
I know that men can get wrapped up into it, and I hear women complain and stuff, but could you imagine the alternative if, you know, this is like the idle hands of the devil's workshop. So, right, if you have a thing and it's cars, it keeps a lot of people out of trouble.
Oh, guaranteed. 100%.
They're at home in the garage at least.
Gives them something to do.
I know.
The thing about it is this a dying? Is this a dying?
No,
I don't think so.
Are younger people taking it up? That's the thing.
You know, I would say yes. It probably shrinks less and less, but there are always those grease monkeys. They're just born, right? Like they just somehow get the bug.
We used to have auto shop.
High school. Well, that part of it is gone. But I've heard, you know, there are some schools I was just reading about that are bringing back some of the really important things back into school, like, you know, life experience, but auto shop, woodworking, that stuff. I mean, you know, that's where kids get their first taste of it. And actually, I just was contacted about 4 days ago from, I want to say it was Shasta High School. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but they've reintroduced hand skill classes that they're doing as electives, and they've reached out to us to ask if they can come set up a little mini shop inside of our shop to do sales for the kids to sell their products. And it's, you know, woodworking
idea.
And all that stuff. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, you can come do your pop-up or whatever. And then if you want, we can set you up a spot in the store where the kids can just sell their stuff all the time. Right. And so the money that they would make probably goes back to the coffers to support,
sure,
you know, buying either more equipment or supplies, right?
Like sure, things. Of course.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's very cool.
But it is interesting to see. I mean, we are in the era of electrification, right? We're seeing cars.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that this would even become more,
yes,
even more intense, mm-hmm, right? Because, you know. To do a parade, unless somebody in California loses their mind and outlaws, you know, even a one-day parade because, you know, the planet might blow up or explode because of fumes.
Well, I got news for the people in California. The world is changing, and California is about to have a really, really bad day because the world is changing, and the Green Deal. Not the deal.
So green.
No.
Well, but and the thing too is that they've got the old internal combustion 427 engines with two carburetors, and I mean, you know, and just the sound of them,
smell the fumes
and all that.
I love it.
You know, so
I don't see a problem with it. I'm absolutely into it.
Yep. Let's go to our next. Which one you have next?
Well, I just opened the page up to this one because it's just a cool picture, right?
Hail to the King.
Hail to the King, the Triple Crown winner, R.C. How would you say his last name?
Landingham. Yep.
So from Hat Creek.
Oh, really?
He's from Hat Creek.
Well, and he was raised in Red Bluff, so he's a local
all the way.
And he's won the Triple Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that he got, what, $1 million check?
Yeah, he had to win three different rodeos. He won all three of them, and on the third one, they gave him a check for $1 million, because that's how rare that it happens like that.
Look at that picture of him holding the $1 million
check. Yeah, that's a great picture.
I met our
beautiful wife in one hand, yep, $1 million check in the other, and his little boy.
Little boy.
Yep.
I met RC and his wife at the NFR, National Finals Rodeo, and let me tell you, he is just a nice young man. Gave me his phone to me. He said, yeah, call me. He said, I'm glad to be on the show, and we're going to get him on here this month. Or next month before the
rodeo,
Reading rodeo. But, you know, we've got another great rodeo coming up, Red Bluff Roundup.
Yep.
Yep. And there's stuff in here about Red Bluff Roundup. The very next page, as you flip it over, it talks about, what is it, the Red Bluff Roundup.
So that's the schedule for
this. The schedule, mm-hmm. Yeah. So yep. Thursday starting at 7:45 sharp a.m., Thursday, April 13th, and then going through the whole day all the way down to, 1:30 p.m., on Sunday, April 23rd, there's plenty to do, obviously, the Reading.
And we're going to be giving away tickets to
Red Bluff Roundup is big.
We're going to be giving away tickets to that. I just got a envelope full. And on your What I Enjoy is with J.B. Stacy, who's the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he's new. He's a new general manager.
Yeah. Well, it's come to the thing, the Red Bluff, or the Reading Rodeo Association hired a new general manager too, Cindy Schonholz.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do it, the volunteers, when you see how much work it does, now it's kind of like year-round. And everybody has to take away from their work to do this. So hiring a general manager just makes sense. And allows them to do the planning. It really does. And Cindy really knows what she's doing, as does JB.
I mean, because those volunteer hours are critical, right?
Oh, you can't do it without.
But you need somebody that's like, in the core, that's running it all year long.
Seeing things going on, making sure that you're touching noses with the sponsors, planning for the next one, and all that. So we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Thanks, Pat. We had such great conversations during the break. you know, wandering around and then everything. And then I went, and my producers have different ways of telling us.
Or not.
Liam comes in and tells me 30 seconds, and then Pat just told me 30 seconds. I ignored it. Nathan bangs on the window. That's always a good way. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here. Ted Leidy's been my co-host, my wingman today.
What a great morning.
Oh, it is.
What a great morning.
And then, of course, Enjoy Magazine, their 199th issue. So next month, we're going to have a cake here for you.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, because you've been doing this since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know about it. I was in Fallujah then. And but if I had known about it, I would have read the magazine.
We should have called us. We'd have sent you a copy.
I should have. I didn't even know where Redding was in 2006. Hey, have you ever heard of Redding, California? And I'd go, no. What's it near? Mount Shasta. Oh, I've heard of Mount Shasta. You know what? And I've driven past Redding. Years and years and years ago, and then this time I stopped, and it's like I can't leave.
Yeah,
it's like the Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once it gets in your blood, you're stuck.
You're out of here. You know, just the scenery. We were up in Cedarville this mm-hmm. weekend in the Warner Mountains. Linda gets me out of bed and says, "Come on, take a walk with me." And it was, and we went out, and just the beauty of the Warner Mountains in Surprise Valley over there was just magnificent.
Surprise!
Oh my gosh, it was just, and it's 3 hours away. But on the trip back, it's all, you know, you go down and you go through Aden and all these places. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Bernie is still, when you said that, I was thinking 3 hours, and then I calculated it south where that would put you, right? And it's like 3 hours to San Francisco. How dare they call themselves Northern California?
Right.
When we're 3 hours above them, and they're still another 3 hours above us.
That's it. Anyway. Okay, so we're looking at the 199th issue, and it's called Hot Rods and Cowboy Nods.
I want to get a shout out here because we have an advertisement, and I'm proud of this. At Enjoy the Store, we have just delved into the world of fresh coffee roasting, and we have purchased a state-of-the-art new coffee roasting machine. There are very few of them in the world. We happen to have one, and we're super excited. Our company is called Daystar Roasting, and we chose that name because, obviously, Daystar, the sun, is a star, technically, mm-hmm. and it is up in our day, when mm-hmm. we get to see it. And this roaster is one of the first of its kind. It is fully sustainable electric roasting that can actually be run off of solar energy. But it also has no off-gassing. So, I mean, if you open the sucker up, it looks like a Ferrari V12 engine with catalytic converters and, you know, spectrometers that were actually off-gassing. You know, it'll collect and separate, and it's fantastic. And so if you want to read the ad? There's a little surprise in there that we're doing while supplies last. We're sampling some of our roasts. You take away a little sealed bag of beans for mm-hmm. you to try.
Yeah, and you grind them up.
Yep.
To your favorite consistency.
And we're going to have programs and stuff. We just did an auction for Turtle Bay where we're going to have guests come in and they're going to do cuppings where they're going to taste certain beans and at different roasts and see what they like, and then part of their giveaway when they leave will be a pound of their favorite beans that we can roast. But we can roast on demand. We can roast for private label, meaning that if your store, you always wanted to have a coffee,
free fire coffee.
Yeah, we can do that for you. We can create a roast for you or multiple roasts for you.
Wow.
and label your bags and do that stuff, and then we're implementing a in-office program where we will come in and, if you want a Keurig or if you want just a pour-over kind of drip system, we'll put that in for you and then supply you with coffee monthly. We just come in and, you know, restock you and send you an invoice of freshly brewed or freshly ground or just whole bean.
Yeah.
Roast from downtown Redding.
Cool. And that started now.
It is starting now, yes.
Okay.
It is there.
I was in there a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you were still setting up.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of setup, yeah.
Okay. Well, good. We'll see how that one runs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try it.
Yeah.
No.
You were pointing out real quick, this is the backcountry horseman,
yeah.
California Redwood. Are you part of that?
I'm part of the backcountry horseman Shasta Trinity.
Shasta Trinity, okay. Yeah.
But we all do the same thing.
Yeah.
And
so tell us a little bit about what this is. Obviously, this is just in another location, but, I mean, from your perspective here.
Well, the Backcountry Horsemen of California, it's like 174 chapters in 26 states. That's right here in the article. But about 90% of the Pacific Crest Trail that runs through California is cleared and taken care of by the Backcountry Horsemen. In fact, I'm getting ready to go to a class on the use of chainsaws and crosscut saws. And, you know, different sections are taken. Our backcountry horsemen here
adopt certain sections.
Yeah, in their areas. But they also do things like we take up from the Coleman Fish Hatchery. Mm. We take fish up into the lakes that they can't get there. They used to drop them out of, like, helicopters and stuff, but the death rate was, or the survival rate, was about 50%. Mm. Ours is like 97% because we take them up on horses and mules and you get them acclimatized to the water, then you turn them loose. They also, for the Shasta Trinity unit, as I'm sure these all over do, when the BLM or the Forest Department is up there clearing and working, they've got to get their supplies in. And we take 13, 14-mile trips with 10, 12 mules and horses up there, bring all their food to them, all the equipment, then we take out all the trash. Out. Yeah, so this is just something, and everybody's volunteers.
And everybody does, each unit does different things. Because I know this one, they do fundraiser, or they do a cowboy canned food convoy, where they bring food to the Old Town Eureka food bank.
Yeah.
And it's every, it's in November every year, and it's a big event that they do. Yeah. So you probably do, that's what you do. So this, the Shasta Trinity.
Does everybody has different things they do. And
what a brilliant concept, considering, you know, because it gives riding beyond just the joy of riding, which is incredible.
You have a job.
It's purposeful.
And it says you don't even have to have a horse to.
No, you can help out with these things. And
you don't have to have a horse?
Mm-mm. No, you can, because there's plenty of other things you can do.
Can you ride
an
ostrich?
Well, in some of the areas you can
bicycling.
Like some of the people will get up to a trailhead and they'll hike in.
Okay.
And can do it that way. But you're still doing something.
No thanks. I'll let the horse do
the amount of hours volunteer. The amount of volunteer
hours ride one anyway.
is amazing that they do. And again, there's
keeping the trails clear and yeah, that's really cool.
It is. But you got to go through these classes. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 2 minutes.
So just tons of other articles that you know, we're here for an hour talking about stuff, and we touched maybe, you know, 5 or 6 articles out of, what, 12 or so? So there's Shasta Classic Car Club in here that we didn't touch on. There's, what else? There's a Anderson Fire Truck, their vintage fire truck. There's, you know, restorations of a Mustang in here. I mean, there's all
Drill team, the Scott Valley Drill Team.
Yeah, the Drill Team. You know the drill. There's something
you know
in here.
On the menu
page. The Hall
page,
of Fame. Yep.
The menu page is Dutch oven cowboy stew.
Do we have 2 in
we
here?
We have 2,
yep. Okay, I didn't even see
we
the
have
second
one. This month we have the post office recipe for their crab cake.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. Oh, here it is, yeah. The post office. They make great crab cakes. This is an issue not to miss, people. We have a number of them right here. You don't even have to talk to us. Just come in and grab
the enjoy. Calendar is back.
Oh, good.
Multiple pages, all North State communities, tons and tons of things to do. I don't want to hear anybody say, I don't know what to do.
And as of the 1st, you can now go on our website and put your event on there. So, and if you get it, if it's a local North State event, it'll go in the magazine.
Yeah,
so,
we had some problems with it.
We just got a new one.
Rebuilt it, the calendar, because people were having a difficult time. Even we were. It just wasn't working well, and now we've upgraded it. So, should be easy breezy.
Sounds good. And, I can't wait till next month. I mean, this one, every one of your issues are great. Everybody knows that. This one really touches me, so I will keep this on my desk, and I can't wait to see the 200th.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like best of?
I have no clue.
We don't. Yeah, I don't know that we'll probably have a page of, you know, some trivia.
Okay.
And, yeah. Yep.
And don't forget to go down to Enjoy the Store and get your coffee now.
Yeah, your coffee.
Yes. Daystar Roasters.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. It sounds good coming out of your
it does,
raspy good. Voice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's good.
You should Daystar
be my
Roasters.
You should be my voiceover for the commercial.
Hey, we can do that. I'm cheap.
Thanks for
cheap.
Being,
I'm free,
for,
actually.
Thanks for being with me, buddy.
Hey, man. It was my pleasure. I miss you
and
sometimes.
Rhonda, and, well, I miss you, too. So. Oh, our bromance. Yep. And Rhonda and James, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Oh, heck yeah.
And, you know, showing people just how great it is up here.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay, everybody, looks like it's going to be a decent day, and God bless America.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.